Same is true for things like text. This was a paper from several years ago from the University of Chicago. It generated reviews by looking at the web, and particularly something called Yelp, which rates restaurants. And it came up with, I had the grilled veggie burger with fries, ooh and ah, umga. Very flavorful, it was delicious, I didn't spell it. That sounds like my undergrads, right? But actually, it's pretty good mimicking of the kinds of things you see on Yelp. And this is gonna be an interesting problem. What we're seeing is objective reality is being challenged here. We are being able to generate artifacts that under any other circumstances would not be distinguishable, or would, and every other example up until the recent history would be distinguishable because they were fakes. We're gonna see this, and this is gonna come into some real interesting, and we're starting to see social problems. Okay. How many people went to kindergarten? Hopefully most. Okay, the thing on the right is a stop sign. The thing on the left is a yield sign. Interesting. Well, actually, the thing on the right, it actually comes from a paper that me and several of my colleagues wrote several years ago, where we took an image recognition system. And what we did is we began to ask a question, what can we do? Can we take something like a stop sign and get it to misclassify? And what we did, and there's some complicated algorithm things like that and a lot of math involved, but essentially, if you look at the thing on the right, you might notice it's just got a little bit more yellow. Just a little bit more yellow. As it turns out, we just turned up the yellow, more or less, a little bit and a little bit and a little bit until the model changed its mind. Right, and as it turns out that these models, which are doing, you know, basically taking all of these examples and turning it into models that are estimating things, are actually really fragile. Right, and so one of the truths about AI is good on average under what we refer to as non-adversarial conditions. That is, if somebody isn't trying to beat the AI is fine. But once you have somebody who's actually trying to mislead it, it turns out that it's extremely fragile. And I don't want to get too much into the science half of this, but as it turns out, there's been something like 9 different defenses over the last 10 years to try to defend AI, and all of them have been broken within a year. We do not know how to defend AI as it exists today. This is known as adversarial input. And the way to think about adversarial inputs is, like, let's say we've got an autonomous vehicle. There was the great study from, I believe it was Columbia University, University of Michigan, I'm sorry, and UCSD, where they created these patches. They were little stickers that they could put on signs so autonomous vehicles got it wrong.